Hi, and welcome to the Meg Pearson Podcast. I'm your host, Meg Pearson. I'm a passionate student of life, plant medicine mama, teacher, and self-care and abundance addict. I'm here to share my story as well as what I've learned through my 40 plus years of living and many life experiences that include personal bankruptcy, overcoming bulimia and alcohol addiction, and finding true healing that allowed me to embrace later in life pregnancy and motherhood after many fertility challenges and much loss. I have taken back my mental, financial, physical, and spiritual health after retiring from my career as a successful television director at age 30 to create the life of my dreams in Costa Rica. If you're ready to step outside of your comfort zone, take your life and health into your own hands, and finally feel truly connected and in love with your body and soul, then join me every single week. The Meg Pearson Podcast will offer an intimate look into my world, my struggles and successes, as well as potent insight and tools from my guests, fabulous friends, and spiritual teachers. I have become the empowered woman and mother I always knew existed deep within me, and now I coach others to do the same. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hello and welcome to this week's episode. I am recording this introduction as I sit looking over Lake Huron in a beautiful, sunny Ontario, Canada, where I am on a little vacation with my family. I'm sitting here sipping a cup of tea and my nearly two-month-old son, Ozzy, is sitting at my feet just having a little snooze in his chair. We've had the last week here in Canada with my partner, my fiancé, Levi, and our daughter, Kobe, and the two of them have just left to go. They're going to fly back to Costa Rica today, and I have another 5 or 6 days here with my son and my mother, just really soaking in late summer, early fall in Canada, one of my favorite times of the year. And we've been staying at this beautiful cottage right on the sandy beaches here, and it's been such a gift. Absolutely delicious. And I'm getting lost in the waves right now. Anywho, let's talk about today's episode. I'm going to dive right into this conversation here today about the ego's role in creating our reality. When it comes to living a heart-led life, one of the first steps we need to take is to recognize when we are living out of alignment with the truth. Because the truth, as we all know, is love. When I'm talking about the ego here, though, I'm not talking about being egotistical, which is where a lot of people go when I say the word ego, when I'm, you know, meeting new clients, you know, presenting workshops and things like that. But what I'm really talking about here today is that little voice inside each and every one of us that's often not very little and often gets louder and louder every time we experience something in our life or something is happening around us that doesn't feel safe to that little voice or our ego. Because the ego is the part of us that wants us to pay attention. It wants us to be more important than our truths. It wants to be more important and louder than the voice of our heart or the voice of our intuition. I like to think that this part of us, the ego, right, is one of two voices that we have at play at all times. Two voices that we get to choose to listen to. We have the ego. And we have the heart or the soul or the intuition, which represents the other voice inside of us. Now, these two voices are both fighting to be heard at any given moment. The ego is a bit more aggressive in its demands for attention, and it is responsible for our unending thoughts, these unending thoughts in our brain, these thoughts that we are constantly trying to quiet through our daily practices, like with things like meditation. It is what perpetuates the many beliefs and harmful patterns that keep many of us stuck in a victim mindset. Well, at the same time, the ego is an important part of who we are. And I'm going to get into that later on in this episode. So many people beginning on the spiritual path believe that the goal is to obliterate the ego, dissolve it into nothing. However, what we need to focus on more, in fact, is making our ego our amigo. And using its lessons to help us catapult forward instead of allowing it to hold us back. The ego isn't going anywhere for most of us. And so on today's episode, I share a little bit about its role, how it has served me on my journey, and some of the tools I have used to better observe the reactionary work of the ego and come back to love more often. This episode is a little bit different as it is a series of clips from an interview I did earlier this year. I hope you enjoy it.
And I invite you to perhaps sit with your breath for a moment at the end to check in on yourself about any excuses you might be making on your healing journey. Think about how, or feel into, how the ego has played a part in you becoming who you are. And notice if you are protecting your shadow or preserving your light. Now, before I get into this episode, I want to mention on my website, I am offering a free 11-minute breathwork practice for anyone interested in checking out that modality. So please head over to my website, meganpearson.ca/join. I'll drop a link to that in the show notes for this podcast episode. Also, I'm going to drop a link for my Empower Experiences group and email list, which is an amazing container community of women that I am creating and have been creating with two amazing coaches named Kelly and Kara, who are also my co-pilots in the Empower Mastermind, which is a paid container. This, what I'm talking about right here, is a free community. There's a Facebook group and an email community. So please, if you want to be a part of that and just get in on what's happening, I'm offering a free breathwork challenge very soon, as well as we're going to be announcing some dates and locations for some upcoming retreats. You're going to want to be in the know, so make sure you drop into both the Facebook group and the email list. All right, my friends, without further ado, here's my conversation about creating and making your ego your amigo.
One last thing before we get into the conversation. I want to remind you that this podcast provides general information and discussion about natural medicine, health, pregnancy, and childbirth related subjects. The content here should not be taken as medical advice, and the content here is for informational purposes only. And because each person is so unique, please consult with your healthcare professional for any medical questions. Now, on with the show. Working with the ego and making it your ally changes everything. A lot of people come to me with the idea that they want to kill, like abolish the ego. Like, how do I get rid of it? And it's really not about that is I guess the biggest takeaway. I mean, I think the biggest first step when it comes to making your ego your amigo is really just the understanding that we have an ego, right? Because a lot of people, most people, probably go through life and don't even realize that there's any sort of differentiation going that can take place, right? Consciousness 101, observing yourself, which is still a really foreign idea to a lot of people. You know, like I'm sure I have family members that I could talk about. Did you ever sit back and observe how you react to things? And they'd be like, what do you mean observe? Like, do I need to set a camera up outside of myself to look, right? Because a lot of people don't even understand that that is something that we can do. So that's for me, I think, step one. And that's why The Power of Now, that book, was a super, really powerful tool for me at the beginning, because it started to really dissect what that meant. As well as the rabbit hole movies. I don't know if have you guys seen of Bruce Lipton's rabbit hole movies? These are older movies about consciousness and quantum physics and reality and the really, really cool stuff. But that's really taught me a lot of the basics early on. But first, seeing that there is another part of you that some of us live from our ego 24/7. And when we're living from it 24/7, it's a lot harder to recognize it. Mm-hmm. I think more and more people now are starting to live more from their heart, just by the nature of this shift that's taking place with people being in the conscious space, doing yoga, finding meditation to be a much more common daily practice now than I think it's ever been, especially in our parts of the world. But when we can start to see that, yeah, there is a part of me that's at peace and is calm. And then there's a part of me that rears it up its ugly head when I'm stuck in traffic, when my partner does something that annoys me, when my daughter has a tantrum at the grocery store. And when we can sit back and be like, whoa, where did that come from? You know, a big tool that I learned is this idea of checking in on myself every morning when I wake up, every day when I get to work, before I get out of my car. I check in. How do I feel right now? How am I feeling in my heart and in my body? And then as I get out of the car and move through my day, if something happens or someone says something to me, and all of a sudden this, if I'm feeling calm and I'm feeling centered and all of a sudden I'm feeling agitated and angry and pissed off, I'm like, whoa, okay, that's not who I was when I got here, when I started my day. So where has that come from? And I can usually go back and pinpoint, okay, well, whatever that person said, or whatever that situation was, part of me feels the need to protect myself from that. Or part of me is paralleling that, the emotions that came from that experience, to something that's happened in the past. What was that experience? Can I go back there and start to look at why it keeps coming up for me now? What part of that situation or that experience wasn't healed that part of me, AKA my ego, feels the need to protect me about right now in this situation? Like, a big thing that we do with plant medicine and therapy, talk therapy, trauma therapy, is working through a series of questions to see how our feelings in any given moment can relate to something that's happened in the past. And when we can start to do that, then we can start to see, like, okay, the ego is trying to protect me from something that's not real now, but it was real at some point. And these line of questions are, you know, something along the lines of, how am I feeling right now? When a big feeling comes up, or something doesn't feel normal, something that feels out of alignment from how I checked in 5 minutes before, how am I feeling right now? I'm feeling frustrated. Okay. Is this a feeling that you recognize? Yeah, I feel like I get the same frustration all the time with my partner, with my coworker. I just got it again with this stranger that didn't hold the door open for me. I'm feeling frustrated, right? Okay, so it's familiar. When do I first remember feeling this way? Or when's the last time I remember feeling this way? And we start to go back in time to figure out, where did this first time feeling this particular type of frustration, where did it come from? And then we can say, okay, well then, who has that made me in my life? Or what patterns has this sparked in my life? This shutting downness, this defensiveness, this blaming game that we often do, all as a means to protect ourselves, you know? So how am I feeling in the moment? Do I feel this way in my life? Is this familiar to me? When do I remember feeling like this before, or even the first time, this particular way of feeling, this particular version of a feeling? Because we feel all different types of fear. We feel all different types of frustration and anger, right? Like, they all have their own little flavor to them. What patterns or limitations can I see that I've created in my life because of it? What defense mechanisms have I created because of it? You know, this is a really powerful tool. It's a trauma. It's almost like it's a trauma. What's the word? Like, you're excavating original traumas, original wounds, because that's what our ego is doing all the time, is protecting us from those. And also doing multiple other things, right? What else does our ego do? The ego helps us self-individualize, right? The ego is what is keeping us all separate, which is an important thing. It's an important thing right now in the world. I need to know that I'm me, my daughter is my daughter, my bank account's my bank account. Maybe one day in the future, we're going to live in utopia where I'm like, I don't know, this baby might've come out of my womb, but I'll support that baby and this baby, and I'll work a 70-hour work week, and you can use that bank account because it's all of our bank account, right? Like, who knows? Maybe that'll be the way it is one day, but that's not the way the world works right now. So our ego does support that me versus you in a good way. But it also is the one that's aggravating the me versus you in those competitive, comparative, defensive ways. When it gets to be competitive, comparative, and defensive, it's typically because it's trying to protect us. That's why we have to start to see that. And in the seeing it is the healing of it. You know, when we can see it, we start to heal it. It's a lot. It can be very exhausting. And it sometimes gets to the point with myself that I think, okay, I reacted this way to, like, for an example, my nanny has asked me for a financial loan multiple times over the last few months. And I have found myself recently getting very defensive. Like, who does she think she is asking for this? And then I get upset and I want to say to her, listen, we've talked about this. You keep asking for the same thing over and over again. And da, 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 da. And then I think, whoa. Is that my own shit around money because I was bankrupt? Or is this me trying to actually set healthy boundaries for myself? But, oh my gosh, no, I think I'm just upset at her. And it's this dance, this constant dance. Like what is actual self-preservation and protection? Because healthy boundaries are also required, right? Because it's not about becoming a doormat. It's not about, I'm never going to protect myself. I'm never going to respect what I need to feel safe, because we have to do that. You know, root chakra stuff is real. I have to have what we need in order to feel secure and grounded in our life. So it's not about everything being sunshine and rainbows and it's all love. And the minute I'm upset about something, I have to apologize and take it back because, oh my God, it's just me and my ego being a stinker, right? That's not what it's about. So it can be really super overwhelming to be constantly evaluating every response you have, every intention. It does make things easier. And I have found that a daily practice has been my biggest tool to allow me to work through the chaos that sometimes comes up from all of this. Coming back to something, even if it's just three long deep breaths with my hand on my belly, to just, that really does allow me to see, like, nope, this, what you did here was in perfect alignment with your soul. Was it more aggressive than what you might have expected? Yes. That was because you have limits and that's okay. And then other times I can feel like, okay, that was a reactionary response. And then I go and I repair it. And if you do find that, oh my gosh, I did totally go into my ego space there. Like, holy crap, I feel guilty or shame for acting the way that I acted. Then you just go into repair mode, right? Like there's that most people don't do that, right? It's being the bigger person and just saying, I do it with my fiance all the time. Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I know that you were just trying to show your love for me. I had a physiological response akin to what I've gone through in years and years past. I want you to know that I feel safe with you and I love you regardless of what my body may have just told you, right? And that repairs that moment and it gets him into a space of understanding, you know, that in relationship, which is what all of this is about, right? We're all just trying to navigate relationships with ourselves and with others. There's rupture, inevitable. Inevitably, we're going to rupture a relationship with ourselves. We're going to not trust ourselves. We're going to do something that hurts ourselves with our loved ones. But it's, can we do the repair work? Can we look at where we got off track, where we let the ego pounce, and then take it back and repair it? That's the nature of conscious relationship. We're not always going to catch ourselves and see when our ego is taking over. It's impossible. When we, like I talked earlier, there's these questions that we can ask ourselves about feelings that we feel that hold us back. We need to look at those to see who we've become in life, where our patterns and limitations started from, or else we're just going to make excuses for those patterns and limitations forever and ever and ever. I always talk about working with plant medicine, working with the ego. It's coming back to who we are without the excuses and without the stories. So doing this work at our ego level is starting to see, what are my limitations without the story and the excuses that I can make up about them? Because we can take all of the parts of us that hold us back and come up with a million reasons why they're okay and how they're serving us. You know, like, oh, well, I drink because
I have I have all of this trauma from my sexual abuse, and this is the only way that I can feel comfortable in my body. And the only way I can have sex with my partner is to be drunk, so I don't feel uncomfortable. Like, well, those are some pretty big excuses for the fact that you have sexual trauma that you need to look at, and that I'm refusing to let go of that or heal it or actually look at it. So our excuses are consciously making excuses is one thing. Right? Like I make conscious excuses right now. Like I'm pregnant. That's my conscious excuse for a lot in life right now. But I'm excusing myself because of something that's good, as opposed to excusing myself for something that is self-limiting. So I think that that's one thing that we also have to look at is what are the excuses that I'm making? What am I excusing myself from? What am I trying to protect? Am I trying to protect my shadow, or am I trying to protect my light? And if we're not, and maybe not even, not protecting our light, but maybe preserving our light. We protect our shadow, A, because part of us doesn't feel ready or able to handle the healing of it, or because we're ashamed of it or afraid of it or guilty of it. So we protect it, right? We make up excuses for it. Reconnecting to yourself and reconnecting to those parts of you that maybe you didn't want to look at. You know, more and more we let our shadow parts come up, the more we can see, oh, there's this, maybe this part of me was just for protection. Oh, thank you. I can see that my ego, like for example, for me, I see that my ego back when I was a young girl, drinking and alcoholic and bulimic and cutting, I was also cutter. My ego created actually the drinking and the bulimia as a way to protect me from my emotions so that they couldn't take over and end my life. This was my protection. And I'm so grateful to my ego for that. But now as a 41-year-old woman, I don't need those tools anymore. I got much better tools like community, like breathwork, like meditation, like journaling, like calling my friends, but not trying to silence my ego completely, not trying to obliterate it, but to notice when my ego does come up and say, hey, you're in a dangerous spot right now. And wants to pounce, I can sit back and say, okay, you're feeling threatened. I know that it's because you're feeling a similar emotion or a similar feeling that you felt when we were a little girl and someone was trying to hurt us. But this is not that time. This is not that situation. Let's look at this through a different lens. Let's see if we can look at this through love.
Thanks so much for listening, my friend. Please, if you would be so kind, I would be grateful if you could share, subscribe, rate, and review the show. Also, please follow the show over on Instagram at the Meg Pearson Podcast and share what you thought about this week's episode. Don't forget to tag us. For more information on today's episode, please head over to the podcast webpage at meganpearson.ca/the Meg Pearson Podcast. Until next time, lovers.